grace. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the Lord's table. We welcome all baptized Christian believers from wherever under the heavens to share with us this supper that celebrates our unity in Christ. If you're a visitor and you are a baptized believer in good standing in a local Christian church, we welcome you as brothers and sisters. We want very much to celebrate the unity we have in Jesus Christ, who is himself the salvation of God. And the Lord Jesus left his church this memorial, clearly to placard to them the absolute centrality of his cross. Whatever else Christianity is, it is a blood-soaked religion. We glory in a crucified Redeemer. "This is my body broken for you." It's not the cross per se that we glory in. It's what God was doing in Christ on that cross, bearing our sin, dying our death, and then rising for our justification. And Jesus wants his church always to be focused upon the great manifestation of God's love, which love was most manifested in the sin-bearing, sin-atoning death of his Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." In the old covenant, there were sacrifices by the myriad. Blood was shed, but the blood of goats and bulls can't take away sin. But they pictured a better sacrifice that was to come. And that better sacrifice was not a goat or a bull, but the sinless Son of God become flesh. All the old covenant saints were saved in virtue of the new covenant bloodshedding of Christ, which virtue transfers itself throughout the ages, backwards and forwards. They lived looking forward through type and ceremony and symbol to the coming one. We look back to the one who came, and we lift up our hearts and say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing." "This is my body broken for you." We eat together the same time. We drink together the same time. And maybe this morning as we do so, we can think of those two words, "for you, for you, all for you." Let us pray. Father, we come as your needy children, asking that you will refresh our souls, our minds, our hearts, and even our bodies as we partake by faith in Jesus Christ of this Holy Supper. Gracious God, you know our hearts and our needs. Bless us. Pour down even now your Spirit upon us. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and seal to us afresh the saving mercies of our Redeemer, in whose name we pray. Amen.